3:03, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Now, the weather is fantastic. Enjoy today, because tomorrow, figure about 10 degrees hotter. And you know what's going to happen as well? The humidity is going to ramp up. So the rest of this week is going to be less than optimal. But today is gorgeous. I tell you, today is one of those days where I'm thinking, as I'm sitting here, all the windows are open, looking at this beautiful yard and flowers and grass, and just enjoying the temperatures and the low humidity. I got my Julia cam on because Heidi's out of town, so I got 110% Julia duty. And I'm thinking of all these great things that are happening, just literally as we speak, as I'm sitting here. Got a great cup of coffee. Pixie, believe it or not, has won Employee of the Month yet again for the Jeff Katz Show for the month of May. But I've got to talk about what happened in Boulder, Colorado, as a result of a terrorist and a group of Jewish Americans. The chief of police out there in Boulder, Colorado, if he can pull his rear end out of his woke ass long enough, at this point may have figured out that this was an act of terrorism. You know, what with trying to light Jews, well, not just trying, actually lighting Jews on fire while screaming slogans penned by Hamas. Well, you know, we don't want to venture too far out on the limb here and describe this as an act of terrorism. Oh, yeah, I know what it looks like. I know what it looks like. What with the guy over there who, did you know he's an illegal alien? Well, now, let's not throw terms around. I mean, his feelings might be hurt. Now, here I am hoping his legs and arms might be hurt, but, you know, I'm a bad guy. Yeah, well, he can't call him an illegal. Why not? He's here illegal. Well, sure, technically. Okay. Well, you know what? If that doesn't work for you, just put that over on the side. How about this? He showed up at a Jewish event with Jewish people to murder those Jewish people. Well, we don't really know what his goal was. Well, listen, Chief, he made his homemade Molotov cocktails. We don't call them that. Oh, okay, what do you call it? Well, incendiary devices, but, you know, that's still to be determined. We're investigating it. I don't know. They caught on fire, and they set those people on fire. Seems to me like they were pretty damned incendiary. But what was it? You know, maybe, just maybe, listen, I've heard that Jeff Katz himself say that one of his favorite biblical verses, be a light to the world. Maybe that's all this guy was trying to do, you know, be a light to the world. By what, lighting up the Jews? Well, I mean, they were, I'm not going to say it's terrorism. Why? Well, because I'm here in Boulder, Colorado. And Boulder, Colorado is a far left-wing, ultra-woke, ultra-progressive community. And if I come out and say it's terrorism, then you know what's going to happen? I'm going to lose my job. And I can't afford to lose my job. Oh, okay. Anybody else want to say anything? Oh, okay, let me recognize the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Hash Patel. Mr. Director, do you have anything to say? Yes, it was terrorism. Next question. I'm sorry, let me just recognize one other. Mr. Bongino, Dan Bongino, the Deputy Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Deputy Director, do you have anything to say? Yes, it was terrorism. Next question. Okay, no, I think I'm done here. Thank you. My work has been completed. Remember, just a couple of years ago, parents who showed up at school board meetings were being described by the president of the United States, his team, as terrorists for showing up at a school board meeting. Heck, these parents didn't even ask questions. They were literally just sitting in the audience. But Team Biden described those mothers and fathers as terrorists. Now, you have, just so we're all clear, and I sure hope that none of these descriptions hurt the very delicate sensitivities and feelings of this Delta Bravo, but nonetheless, let me share them with you. So, you have an Egyptian national who is in the United States of America illegally. Well, now, wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Let me acknowledge this. He hasn't always been in the United States illegally. He was initially admitted by, the Biden administration. And then the Biden administration told him, don't worry about it. We're not locking you up for being here illegally. So, I digress. So you have an Egyptian national who is in the United States of America illegally. He builds Molotov cocktails or incendiary devices, whichever term actually works for you. He then travels to a peaceful weekly event thrown by a Jewish group, which, if I have to go out here on a limb, I would bet dollars to donuts as I am sitting here, that given that it was a Jewish organization in Boulder, Colorado, I would be willing to bet that it was a collection of, for the most part, probably left-wing folks. Well, I'm just saying, because that's the population of Boulder. That's one of those where you can say that, and you're probably going to be proven correctly. But you go there to target those people. You make that clear. You are shouting Hamas slogans. You set the Jewish people on fire, one of whom has now succumbed to their injuries, which is a very nice way of saying they're dead. And there's confusion. I mean, honest to goodness, there's confusion about what may or may not have happened there. The only person less reputable and honest in this discussion than the chief of police in Boulder, Colorado, is that appalling person, Andrew McCabe. Disgraced, utterly disgraced former FBI official who is also saying, well, I don't want to get in, shut up. Good Lord. Everybody can see what this was. In fact, I should probably mention this to you. Early this morning, I was on with my friends over at Newsmax Television. And my appearance there had been scheduled already. It was 8 o'clock this morning. First day of total Julia duty, because Heidi's off on... Look, Heidi's got the bulk of the responsibilities. Honest to goodness, she does with Julia. She gets all of the nasty, ugly stuff all the time, it seems to me. And so she's off for a week to go and explore with one of her musical pals, some stuff going on in England, and she does it every couple of months. And a lot of the times, you just need to know this before I mention to you the Newsmax thing. She's like, well, I don't know if I should go, and are you going to be able to do this? Which, by the way, is thoroughly insulting, because aside from the fact that I don't know you have to take braids out of a girl's hair before you wash it, other than that, I'm pretty good. I mean, when Heidi gets back, Julia is fundamentally in the same condition. You know, her hair looks terrible, but I mean, other than that, she's clean, she's fed, she's played outside. Yes, she's had more cookies and ice cream than Heidi would give her, but that's just because I'm a better parent, that's all. Shh, don't say that. So this morning, this was already set to go on Newsmax at 8 a.m. I just thought we were talking about some of the stuff going on in D.C., right? The one big beautiful bill and blah, 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 and I was ready for that. You know, it is what it is. I love Newsmax. They've been so kind to me through the decades. And so I was ready for that. And I was on with some guy I've never heard of. that doesn't mean that he's not somebody. You know what I mean? Because believe me, I can guarantee you that sometimes there are people on with me and they're going, who is Jeff Katz? And that's okay. But I don't know who this guy is. And apparently he's some left-wing podcast guy. Maybe a nice guy. I don't know. But do you know that he came on defending these actions? That's not just me saying that. That's the hosts on Newsmax saying that. And the hosts on Newsmax are actual journalists. I know you don't run into them all that often, but they are. And they called him out for this nonsense. And I called him out for this nonsense. I said, it's absolutely appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Well, I'm just Trump is attacking free speech. Well, number one, that's not true. But number two, what does that have to do with this? You're telling me that setting Jews on fire is free speech? That's protected speech? I'm not saying you are saying that. And I got news for you, pal. I don't even remember his name. I got news for you, pal. You are aiding and abetting these terrorists, in my opinion. That's what's going on here. And this nonsense goes back, certainly, to the Biden team. Anybody want to venture a guess what would have happened in response if, in fact, Team Biden were still in charge? I would be willing to bet that Christopher Wray, who was playing the part of the FBI director, would say, I don't know. And Merrick Garland would probably come out and say, well, we're going to investigate. And then one of the hacks inside of Team Biden, guarantee you, would have come out and say, well, let's not jump to any conclusions. And you know what else would happen? In fact, it may still happen today. There's still time for Tiny Tim Kaine to step on a soapbox or two to get up to microphone level. There's still time for the ever-constipated Mark Warner to squeeze out another comment and say something like, well, we all have to be worried about Islamophobia. I don't know. Looks to me like those of us who are Jewish might have a little more to be concerned about than some others. So that's where we are. Jimmy Galliano is going to join us at 3:35. Jimmy, as you know, a dear friend, still a dear friend, even though the Red Sox, I think yesterday, beat the Braves. And Jimmy is just one of the most honorable, decent human beings I've ever met. I'm telling you right now, I am just always humbled to chat with him or be in his company. He's the real deal. Retired supervisor, special agent from the FBI. He'll be with us at 3:35. His perspective. I think the Bureau is doing exactly what needs to be done, but I do want to find out what the process is. Is this going to be handled strictly by the Boulder City Police, the Boulder County Sheriff, what do they have out there? The Colorado State Patrol. They also have the Colorado Bureau of Investigations. Or is this immediately going into federal territory? Because it sure seems to me that it's terrorism. I don't know. But Jimmy will know. And Jimmy will be with us at 3:35. Reminder to you, the James River Air text line, always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You feel free to send me a note over there, and I will feel free to share it on the air. It's nice when you sign your name. You don't have to. I'm happy to read your area code, if that matters. But go ahead, sign your name. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, the James River Air